An old glass of water. One of the first surveys I ran when I was beginning the research that eventually led to this book, and a question I still like to ask people at parties, was about collecting a list of long-running arguments that people have gotten into over and over again. I was looking for the gnarly, twisty, recurring, never-ending arguments, the ones that people repeatedly fell into over the span of years, sometimes decades. These repeating arguments could be with significant others, family members, friends, or just random strangers on the internet. I was especially interested in the ones that seemed pretty trivial on the surface, but keep coming back again, because something about them taps into deeper emotions and parts of our beliefs and identities. I had a hunch then, and have since confirmed, that arguments live long lives in our heads. Sometimes they stick around for our whole lives, and we practice and refine them with different people at different times. Others are linked to specific relationships, especially with siblings and parents and spouses, and certain topics and perspectives become landmarks to return to over time in these interactions. One of my favorite arguments came from two good friends of mine, Sharon and Ian. They've been married for over 10 years and are both lovely, authentic people who are unafraid of tossing around strong opinions. The argument that Sharon shared with me via private message was surprising all the same. Does water go bad when it sits out for a few days? We've been arguing about this going on about 10 years and still don't agree. P.S. Obviously, yes, the water does go bad. Perhaps because of my old coffee cup experience from my college days, I had an immediate reaction to this question and emphatically agreed that the water would be completely and unquestionably undrinkable after a few days. Ian, who grew up in Australia and has a more tolerant relationship to germs, scoffed at us and called us derogatory names. To him, this was just more evidence of how much we had been coddled and possibly ruined by our germophobic culture. I clarified and opened up the question to a broader group of people to see if it would spark conversation. Question: if you find a glass of water on your bedside table that's been sitting there for 3 full days, are there good reasons not to drink it? The responses came in fast and ranged across the board. Some of the people who believed the water was okay to drink said things like, "You're all part of the reason we're destroying the planet." I've even been known, because I'm thirsty or because I hate wasting things, to drink bottled water that's been opened, drunk from, sometimes not by me but by one of my kids, and left in my truck for a week. I'll hesitate more the more uncertain I am of the timeline. Water left out in a home or office just isn't going to be dangerous or growing any bad bacteria, any more than would be growing on some fruit left on the counter. And then in the hell no camp, no one can change my mind about it. If water has been sitting out overnight, I pour it out and get a fresh one, every time. I'd choke on all the dust and particles that have settled in the open glass. I can always get another one. There is a risk, admittedly very small, of potentially getting sick. So why take the risk, when the act of getting a new glass of water is so little effort? I'm so close-minded about this, it isn't even funny. That water is absolutely stagnant and will kill you within minutes.